This next segment may contain material that could be upsetting or triggering and may not be for little ears.
911, where's your emergency?
Very horrific crime.
Once upon a crime.
You know, a case and a crime is going to be really, really interesting when almost 100 years on from it, it's still considered one of the most puzzling, forgotten crimes. And that is what Gemma Barth and the team at Mamma Mia's True Crime Conversations are looking into this week, Gemma.
Yeah, we're taking you back to 1927 New Year's Eve. And a young woman by the name of Ethel Griggs comes home to her husband in Victoria, and within 48 hours, she's dead. It sounds like the start of a movie, doesn't it? And it doesn't end there in terms of blockbuster feels, because she's buried a day later, and then 2 weeks later, they find enough arsenic in her stomach when they exhume her body to kill an entire family.
Whoa!
What? Okay.
So, there's a tagline for you.
Yeah. Let's just go with the facts here again, because that's a lot that we just learned. So
it's
New Year's Eve, 1927, the Roaring Twenties.
Yeah.
Ethel Griggs returns home with a daughter, did you say?
Yeah, so she's got a young daughter. They've been away for 6 months.
Right.
So they actually left when the daughter was, I'm going to say, 1 or 2 months old, really young, because she'd asked her husband for a divorce and he denied her, because back then you could. You could be like, nah, we're not getting a divorce. So instead, he told her to go home to her family in Tasmania for 6 months and have a think about, a long, hard think about their marriage. And the reason she asked for a divorce in the first place is because she found out he was having an affair with a woman in town, and basically everyone knew it. They saw them kind of getting about town. And so when she called him out, he went, nah, it's not happening. Off you go. Go back to Tasmania for a while. And while she was gone, he continued having said affair.
And then she came back, and as you mentioned, just 48 hours later, dead with arsenic. So for people that don't know, what exactly is arsenic?
Poison, basically. And it sounds like, you know, a cut and dry kind of murder case, but arsenic is really hard to prove. It's really hard to prove that someone has been murdered with it.
Okay.
So, you know, she could have accidentally taken it. She could have been slipped it on the way home in a tea. Like, it's not like you've got a bloodied knife and you can tell they've been stabbed kind of thing. So poison is a really hard one to prove.
I've heard too, arsenic's quite hard to taste as well, so you don't necessarily know when you're ingesting it. Does this story have closure, or is the conclusion wide open?
Depends who you ask, but basically, her husband is charged with murder. He goes to trial. It's the biggest crime case in Australia at the time. Like, there are hundreds, thousands of people crowded outside the courtroom. It's like the biggest thing they've ever experienced. They're absolutely lapping it up. He goes to trial. A 12-jury strong trial finds they couldn't reach a verdict, basically. Wow. They were like, we don't know whether he's guilty or not. They do a retrial. He's found not guilty.
Oh.
And that's kind of where it ended. So he does become a bit of a pariah, because everyone kind of reads between the lines and goes, well, I mean, you might have been found not guilty, but we're not sure, buddy.
Yes.
So he kind of goes off and lives a very quiet life in the shadows. Mm. But, you know, it is pretty still open-ended. There was no guilty verdict.
It's such a shame, especially for, I imagine, Ethel's daughter, Alwyn, who grew up and had to know that her father possibly did this to her mother.
Well, I'm getting teacher's pet vibes, guys.
Yeah.
But, I know.
It is the poisoning of Ethel Griggs this week, True Crime Conversations, wherever you get your podcasts. Gemma Barth, thank you so much for your time. Have a great week.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.